Now we move on here, and in verse 6, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Now, no legal apparatus will produce a Christian life. The formula is given right here. It's a simple simile. So simple that it passes by the theologians. Faith which worketh by love. That's it. That's the formula that's given to us here. Now, he is going to give us, as we advance here, the modus operandi. But let's keep before us here that it's a very simple formula, faith which worketh by love. That is the way to live the Christian life. And it's faith will work by love, you see. And love will be the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And he says, verse 7, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?" What he's saying here is this. He's rather, I think, chiding the Galatians. He's more or less giving them a gentle rebuke. He says, "You were doing excellently as living by faith until the Judaizers came along, and now you've fallen on your nose again. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth?" And obey the truth is the truth of the gospel, of course, and the Lord Jesus Christ in person. Now, verse 8, "This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you." In other words, this is not something that comes from Christ. This comes from another source. And then he says, verse 9, "A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." And as we have here, it's very clear that leaven is a principle of evil. And let me add to that, that as far as I know, that all the way through the Bible, both Old Testament and New Testament, that leaven is always a principle of evil. It was given that way. And when it says a woman took 3 measures of meal and hid leaven in it, my friend, the leaven is not the gospel. It may be the kind of a gospel that's passing abroad today as legal tender, but that's evil. In fact, Paul says that's no gospel at all. And the thing is that leaven is a principle of evil. The Lord Jesus warned his apostles of the leaven of the Pharisees. And I think we need to be warned today of the leaven today of legalism. And it is an awful thing, I believe. Actually, that's what it means to call Christ accursed, is to say that when he died on the cross for me 1,900 years ago, he didn't give me a full package of salvation. That I have to go to the Holy Spirit to get something else, and I'll have to have an experience and seek something to get the rest of it. My friend, I got it all in Christ. Now, I may have experiences after that, but they'll always have to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that has wrought out our salvation. And Paul warns of this kind of leaven that is an evil thing. And the Lord Jesus said that the woman would take leaven and hide it in the gospel. And I believe that's what's happened today, that we have a leavened gospel. And that means the bread or the dough is the word of God and the gospel. And into that has been hidden leaven. And it makes bread palatable. I was brought up in the South. I never knew there was but one kind of biscuit, and that was a hot biscuit. And I never ate a cold one. My mother used to bake every day. I can even now see those biscuits on the back of the stove and their dough, and she's letting them rise. And when they got a certain height, she stuck them in the oven. They had leaven in them. And my, I tell you, put butter in them and a little honey on them, and there's just nothing any better than that. That's still the best dessert I know anything about today. You see, there's a lot of leaven being put in the gospel today to make it palatable to people, because the natural man, he likes the leavened bread. It tastes good to us. And the gospel has to be a little leaven today to make it palatable. And we're warned not to do that.